The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 248, Shuttle One Down.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Shuttle One, taking on fire. Aggressor unknown.
Shuttle One, do you have eyes on the bogey?
Negative. Executing evasive maneuvers. Stand by.
We're altering our course for intercept.
Anybody have eyes on this guy?
Bogey is at 6 o'clock and closing.
Engage targeting camera and record.
Recording.
Marco, send the image to the Mercury and notify.
Roger that. I've got a good image and sending. Mercury, Shuttle One, we're sending an image of the attacking craft.
Copy that. It's downloading.
Let me know when he's close. Marco, monitor the EMP receiver. Let me know when it picks up a charge.
Yeah, copy that.
If it's all right with you, I'm switching the rangefinder to meters.
Go for it.
Mercury to Shuttle One. It looks like you have a non-IDF vessel trailing you. You can rule out Lister.
Any idea what kind of ordnance it's carrying?
Working on it.
500 meters and closing.
Buckle up, boys. We're about to go dancing.
EMP charging. Stand by for impact.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this.
Whoa! What kind of move was that? We're heading right for him.
It's called a chandelle.
He just passed right under us.
And now a loop. A barrel roll. And voila! We're on his six.
Shuttle One, we can't determine what sort of weapons your bogey might have. We're on our way.
We copy. Marco, just for kicks, send out a message to this clown. All channels.
What do you want to say?
I don't know. How about, what's the problem, dude? Broadcast in the top five major languages. I'm not sure they would have a translator.
All right.
What's the status on our EMP cannon?
Fully charged and ready.
Light up the target. I want him to know we mean business.
I'm on him. He should know he's been targeted.
We are standing down, disengaging.
Well, they definitely have a translator. Do you want to respond?
Stand by. Mercury, Shuttle One, we've established comms with the vessel. Stand down and resume your course.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, they only fired a warning shot. I now have them at a disadvantage.
Copy that. Resuming course to Titan 4.
Give me an open channel to our bogey.
Channel is open.
This is Mercury, Shuttle 1. Identify yourself.
You are IDF and in uncontrolled space. You have no jurisdiction here.
We are not IDF. Our shuttle was stolen and destroyed by Rage. We were tracking the ship that they stole.
We were also responding to the tracker.
We procured the use of this shuttle when ours was stolen. Our mothership, the Mercury, is close by.
Why would the IDF provide a shuttle for your operations? As I understand it, the Mercury is a commercial cargo ship.
It is. We are in pursuit of Lister and Ursula, Rage fugitives.
Then you are IDF.
No, we are freelance bounty hunters contracted by the IDF to hunt down fugitives. They're currently in a hijacked IDF cruiser headed for Titan IV.
We detected an IDF vessel headed that way. We thought you were traveling in pairs.
Neither of us are IDF. We're just using their crafts.
No wonder the IDF is short on spacecraft. They keep giving them away. Are you going to attempt retrieving the tracking mechanism?
No. It's yours if you want it. We need to resume our course to Titan IV.
Then proceed, but as a word of caution, think before you enter interstellar space in an IDF craft. It could be deadly.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'll remember that.
Who died and made him king of interstellar space?
I found it interesting he didn't seem to care we were after Lister.
He's most likely a privateer.
Nah, I doubt any government has sanctioned his actions. He's probably just your typical pirate.
Well, whatever he is, I say we don't stick around to find out.
Setting course for Titan IV. Full speed ahead.
Ah, there she is. You're about ready?
Agent Barnes, I have been ready.
All right, now you're gonna go transfer to Martin State. Pierman has arranged for a direct transfer to San Antonio. Where Sam will be waiting for you.
What exactly will I be doing?
Bierman will brief you when you get there. Come on, Stip is ready.
Here we go.
Portal opening. Stand by for transfer.
Standing by.
Hey, good luck, and as we say in the biz, please hold on to the bar.
Stand by for portal closure. The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Hello, Mr. Pierman.
Scarlet.
I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I was getting a bit frustrated doing nothing but research.
I know it can be tedious, but your research has been very valuable to us. You'll be going to assist Sam. Are you familiar with his mission?
As I understand it, he's supposed to monitor the Cyrus-1 internet hub and report to Bishop when he sees any reactions.
Yes, he needs to monitor the internet feed and watch the facility at the same time. We feel another extra set of eyes wouldn't hurt.
I'm glad to help. Now, how am I going to get there without going through alternate St. Martin?
Step one, we send the DC STIP back to Barnes. Next, I summon the San Antonio STIP for a direct transfer. Sam is standing by.
Wow, door-to-door service.
Once the operation has concluded, you'll return here for a debriefing. Then, we'll send you back to DC.
Sounds good.
Portal opening. Stand by for departure.
Stand by for portal closure. The portal is closed. Scarlet Jernigan, come on down.
Hey, Sam.
Here comes the cavalry to save the day.
Well, I don't know about that. Where are we?
The STIP station for San Antonio. It's hidden on an old IDF ranch.
Are there IDF people here?
No, not at this time. Come on, I'm parked over by the stables.
Stables? As in horses?
You're in Texas now. There are stables everywhere. And before you ask, no, there are no horses here. It's used occasionally for recreational riding by IDF personnel, but it's inactive right now.
So, have you heard from Bishop lately?
No, I don't expect to hear from him until it's time to launch.
Launch?
That's just a term we Hongans use. It means start the mission.
That's just a couple hours away. Is the target very far from here?
It's about a 20-minute drive.
Since we're in Texas, I'll say, let's mount up.
I'm surprised no one questioned your clearance to land.
They don't know about their IDF crew yet.
I'm sure they'll realize that the crew is missing. Things will get busy here. Come, let's hurry.
Hurry? Hurry to where exactly?
We have hidden transportation close by. We will take you to the clinic.
What about my assistant and your crew, and how will we transport you after the operation?
I have arranged for a medical transportation to take us back to the Potomac. After we get secured at the facility, I will contact my former medical staff and have someone meet us at the clinic. I am sure you will know them since all of you worked together at one time.
As long as they're qualified, I don't care who they worked for.
Once we have secured the clinic, I want you to go back to the usual hangouts and find a small crew to go back to La Tumas. There are a lot of former range crewmen here.
Yes, Lord Lister. Am I to offer them the same monetary incentives?
Offer them that plus anything else. Sharing the spoils of our victory always seems to work nicely.
You think these people will actually believe you? What happens when you don't produce what you have promised?
As long as you promise people things, they'll believe.
And why is that?
because the kind of people we'll hire are the kind looking for quick riches. They'll believe no matter what. They don't want to admit that they were wrong, like treasure hunters. If they come up empty, the treasure was probably just out of reach, and they'll go back and dig some more.
We give them a little taste of treasure, and their appetite grows. They won't leave, fearing that they will lose out on the big find.
And that will actually work?
It has since the dawn of time. Get in, we must hurry. I'm sure the Mercury may be close behind.
How far is this clinic?
It's not far. If all goes well, you will be able to begin the procedure soon.
For your sake, I hope it's well hidden. This operation takes quite a while to perform.
As I told you before, you don't worry about anything but this procedure.
For your sake, Lord Lister, I hope there aren't any interruptions. It would not be good for you.
Take a right up ahead.
Yes, my lord.
But this road takes us out of the city. There's nothing out here like a medical facility. It's just wild country, nothing but forest and mountains.
Indeed, my good doctor. It is a perfect place to hide a medical facility and us. Do you recall the shelter on the Death River Road?
Yes, I sought refuge there myself on a couple of occasions.
This facility is much like that one. It's hidden away inside a mountain.
Why did someone go through the trouble of hiding a medical facility inside a mountain?
This planet has always been a hiding place for rage. We were looking ahead to a time when we would have to be in hiding.
I see. So you knew we were going to lose.
There is a big difference between accepting eventual defeat and making preparations to be on the safe side.
If it makes you feel any better, go ahead and believe that. So what is your plan?
Ursula will leave us here, and you can make whatever preparations you need. If you find that there are additional items you will require, I will pass them on to Ursula.
And I will be making contact with other medical personnel for you and a crew for us.
It sounds like you're going to be very busy.
Yes. The sooner we get there, the better.
If they somehow survive the blast, we have to watch out for the Mercury.
I still can't believe you put a bomb on their shuttle, knowing that they would retrieve it.
What is it you people say? All's fair in love and war.
Yet, we are not at war.
I have already told you. As long as they hunt us down, we are at war.
Take this dirt road to the right. Our facility is about 20 standard minutes from here.
I imagine that Lister is already on Titan 4.
I would agree with you, Agent Simon. What they're doing and where they're headed is still a mystery.
Do you plan on having the shuttle go directly to the surface or rejoin us?
They'll go directly and start the search. We'll have two IDF crew members to deal with. I'll leave Nate, Liam and Tam here to handle that. Once they're taken care of, Tam will join us in our search for medical facilities.
We've been through all of these before. I'm not sure that any of them are on Lister's list.
What are you suggesting?
We need to look beyond established medical facilities.
Are you suggesting they'll use some back-alley makeshift surgical room?
I think, because of the serious nature of the procedure, they'll use an established facility.
In other words, established but unknown.
Think about it, Jaffra. We have been to all the listed hospitals and clinics before. There didn't seem to be any support for Rage with any of them.
How do you suggest we go about finding one of these unlisted facilities?
Lenora.
Do you think she would know?
No. But no one knows the area better than her. I think she can find out on her own, just like she found that doctor on our last visit.
You do realize we're talking about Lister's former number one?
Yes, I do.
And you trust her?
Implicitly. There's just something about her that makes me want to trust her. She's had a hard life and has overcome many obstacles.
I trust your judgment, Tony. Let's hope you're right.
Right about what?
We were discussing the fact that we already have searched every medical facility in Titan City and found nothing. Yet you were able to find a doctor who knew where to find Lister's old doctor.
Well, I do know the area fairly well. Now, what was it that Jaffer hopes you were right about?
That you would be able to find where Lister might go for his procedure.
Ah, I see. And you're not worried about trusting me, since I used to be his right hand.
You see? I told you she was quite perceptive.
So you were wondering if you could trust me.
Well...
Listen, I don't blame you. I was, after all, Lister's top assistant. I'd have reservations myself. But I can assure you that I want him behind bars just as much as anyone else on this ship.
We don't doubt that for a second, Lenora.
Good. Then leave it at that. Now, as for off-the-grid medical facilities, I have heard rumors of such places. Supposedly there's a hidden hospital somewhere east of the city.
That sounds like a good place to start. Do you think we could find it?
Once we land, I can go to a few places where, you might say, tongues wag. I'll ask around. But I need to be on my own. I don't want to risk being seen with the IDF.
I can understand that.
As soon as we land, go ahead and begin your search. Just keep us in the loop.
Don't worry. I will. There's nothing at all to keep me here.
Detective Garrett.
Hey, Wayne. Fancy a couple of buckets of chicken?
Just a couple? What am I gonna eat?
Good one. You got me there.
So what's up?
I just wanted to let you guys know that Scarlet has arrived and we're on our way to Cyrus One.
We're all getting ready to go out to the three possible targets for surveillance. We'll be awaiting word from you.
Yeah, as soon as Bishop sends the virus to the target, you should be able to notice when they go offline. I'm supposed to report to him when there's a response from any emergency unit.
Did he discuss what to do if there's no response?
He said that they have an inside operative who will sound some sort of alarm. Part of the virus, as I understand it, will have a text appear saying something like, "You are under attack. Evacuate the building."
Well, that should clear the place out.
Yeah. The whole purpose is to cause a big enough event that will get plenty of media coverage. Once that is underway, they'll strike in Houston.
So we may be sitting here until all of this starts happening.
Yeah, I thought it would be. Hit San Antonio, then hit Houston, all within a minute or so. But that's not the case. They want to create a rolling dominoes impression. You know, start creating panic.
If they were to succeed, it could spread into the economic and financial realm. You know, I think this would be more effective if other cities were hit.
It would, and that was the plan back when I was in St. Louis. But Rage has taken some big hits, and their resources are low. I think if they were at full strength, this operation would be one of many.
Yeah, that's why we were wondering if this operation is just a diversion.
I tried to get that info out of Bishop, but he didn't have anything to say about it.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
All right. Scarlet and I need to leave now and get into place. Hopefully you'll be hearing from me soon.
All right. Thanks for the update.
I take it Scarlet arrived okay?
Yeah, they're about to head out to their target.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor thing? Why do you say that?
Well, because Bishop is planning to hit Cyrus One during the 1 p.m. meeting, which will be his lunchtime. Have you heard that man's stomach growl when he's hungry?
Detective Garrett, you did stakeouts with him, right?
Kelly's right. The first time I heard it, I pulled over. I thought the car's muffler had fallen off.
You're not exaggerating either. First time I heard it, I thought we were having an earthquake. In harmony.
What? In harmony? What do you mean by that?
He has two stomachs, remember? So when both growl at the same time, it's like a duet.
Yeah, I heard the hunger duet before.
Well, it's a good thing he's eaten already. He says he's good to go on the food side of things.
Something that Scarlet will certainly appreciate.
So, is Captain Richards still out on that case?
Yeah, that's part of the deal. She can work this cartel case, but she also has to tend to our normal caseload.
If she can't go on the stakeout with us, we'll still have enough to cover all three locations.
Well, in reality, two are located next to each other.
If she's not available, I can take Cyrus 2 and 3, and you and Agent Hawk can cover the other two.
Sure would be nice if we knew which one of these other targets was the one they planned to hit.
We should know rather quickly. Once the mission goes down, whoever is with the hub not being targeted can rendezvous back with me and help me cover the two Cyrus hubs.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, it looks like our vehicles are ready. Once we get into position, we'll check our comms.
And what about our IDF backup?
They're operating separate from us. They'll be monitoring us on the radio and will contact us if they deem it necessary. We're to jam the attack. Once jamming has been confirmed, they'll move in and make the caller.
No offense, sis, but this is just like our feds. We do all of the work, they move in at the last second, and then take all of the credit.
I completely understand. It happened to me enough when I was on the force in Baltimore. The difference here is that it's totally in-house. There's no press for them to hog. We're on the same team. Pierman and Holiday both know what we've done, along with Jim's team in D.C. This has been a team effort.
Speaking of team, ours needs to head out and get into position.
All right, everyone. Good luck.
Oh, look, General, it's the Headmaster. Perhaps he's come to take us off detention.
That would be a nice gesture. I could use a good stretch and walk about.
What are you two complaining about now?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because we're being confined to a small space and being fed something that barely resembles food.
You might be onto something.
Well, I hate to break the news to you, lads, but you're going to be here for a while.
And just how long is for a while?
When we land in Titan City, the two teams going out to search for Lister and Ursula.
And you're just going to leave us sitting here to rot?
No. Captain Nate and his pilot Liam remain on board to watch over the Pertamic in case Lister tries to take it. They'll be here to watch over you.
Well, aren't we special? We'll have the captain himself to watch over us.
I suppose we are. Maybe he'll know where they keep the good food. So, what is the true purpose of your visit?
I'm here to conduct a health and welfare check on you two, which I think is more than you deserve.
Well, General, at least he is being honest with us. So, what is the status of our health and welfare?
You two look fine to me.
Looks can be deceiving. For instance, you look unhappy with your job.
You're right, General. I believe I heard him grumbling when he left us last time.
I believe I heard that too.
You're both daft. I'm perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine to be somebody's flunky. Slane, bring me some coffee. Slane, bring the car around. Slane, bring me my slippers.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't that your job description, Guard? I'm finished here. I'll be back later, so don't go anywhere.
Very funny.
Hey, I'm here all week.
All week? What does he mean by that?
I have no idea. However, he may be here all week, but we won't.
Please, General Hanneke, tell me you have a plan.
I have a plan.
This I can't wait to hear.
Let's just say that when we land at Titan City, we won't be alone. Our welcoming committee will be waiting there for us.
What sort of scheme has Hanneke hatched? Will Gabby's team be able to track down Lister before he can have surgery? And when will Bishop strike? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Operation Chaos.